Why do 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February? The answer isn't lack of willpower. It's using the wrong approach. Behavior change isn't one size fits all. The key is identifying your specific obstacles and deploying targeted strategies to overcome them. This revolutionary approach has transformed organizations from Google to the Department of Defense. Rather than generic advice like try harder, successful change requires understanding the unique barriers blocking your path and applying scientifically proven techniques tailored to your situation. When we match our strategies to our specific challenges, even the most stubborn habits can be transformed. Have you ever noticed how motivated you feel on January 1st or your birthday? These moments create psychological fresh starts that make change easier. When visiting Google in 2012, I discovered something fascinating about timing and behavior change. Google wanted to know when to encourage employees to use beneficial programs, leading to one of my most significant research discoveries. The remarkable success of the Back to Sleep campaign against SIDS provides valuable insights. When researchers found that placing babies on their backs halved SIDS deaths, a government education campaign increased this practice from 17% to 73%, dramatically reducing fatalities. Why did it work when so many health initiatives fail? New parents face a true blank slate, no established habits to break. Research confirms we're more receptive to change during moments that feel like fresh starts. New Year's, Mondays, after holidays, birthdays, or following relocations. These temporal landmarks help us feel psychologically distanced from past failures. One study found 36% of successful change attempts occurred after moving homes, compared to only 13% of unsuccessful attempts. At Stockholm's Odenplan metro station, piano key stairs increased stair usage by 66% over escalators, demonstrating how making healthy choices fun drives behavior change. Research confirms that making activities enjoyable leads to better results than focusing on future benefits, the spoonful of sugar principle in action. I discovered temptation bundling by pairing novel reading with exercise. When tested at Penn, participants who combined enjoyable activities with workouts exercised 55% more than controls. Gamification provides another effective tool. On Wikipedia, volunteers receiving symbolic recognition, stars, were 20% more likely to keep contributing. The key is voluntary engagement, as shown by Nancy Strahl, who regained mobility after stroke paralysis through virtual kayaking rehabilitation, ultimately progressing from wheelchair to walking and dancing at her son's wedding. MIT research by Dan Ariely revealed that 68% of students chose restrictive deadlines with penalties, defying economic logic that favors freedom. This reflects humanity's long history of using commitment devices, from Odysseus tying himself to his ship's mast to Victor Hugo locking away his clothes to write. These restrictions prove effective. Locked savings accounts in the Philippines increased savings by 80%, while MIT students with self-imposed deadlines had 50% fewer errors. Cash commitments can be particularly powerful, as demonstrated by Nick Winter, who risked $14,000 to ensure he wrote a book and went skydiving. Public announcements can serve as lighter alternatives. Memory significantly impacts follow-through, exemplified by 54% of self-declared voters forgetting to vote in 2008. Galwitzer's research on implementation intentions suggests specific cue-based planning. When this happens, I'll do this, with distinctive cues being most effective. A Harvard Square study showed customers were 36% more likely to redeem coupons when seeking unusual cues versus ordinary ones. Our tendency to take the path of least resistance can be strategically leveraged for positive change. Even computer algorithms use shortcuts to conserve processing power, as noted by Nobel laureate Herbert Simon. Penn Medicine demonstrated this by making generic drugs the default choice, requiring physicians to actively select brand name alternatives. This simple change increased generic prescriptions to 98%, saving millions by working with natural efficiency preferences. When defaults can't be changed, habits become crucial. These automatic behaviors bypass conscious thought, with brain activity shifting from reasoning to motor control areas as habits form. Flexibility is key to habit formation. Google's gym study showed that flexible exercise schedules created more sustainable habits than fixed times, as participants learned to adapt to changing circumstances. Success stories like Benjamin Franklin's habit tracking and Jerry Seinfeld's daily writing demonstrate how laziness can become an asset through strategic defaults and consistent routines. Research by Lauren S. Chris Winkler shows that giving advice, rather than receiving it, can boost confidence and performance. When Florida high school students spent just 10 minutes advising younger peers on studying, their own grades improved. This works through the saying is believing effect. We're motivated to follow our own guidance to avoid feeling hypocritical. Our beliefs powerfully shape outcomes. In one study, hotel housekeepers who were told their work counted as exercise lost weight and lowered blood pressure without changing routines, simply by viewing their tasks differently. Small failures often trigger the what the hell effect, where minor slips lead to giving up. Marissa Sharif found that allowing emergency skips in routines helps. People given occasional mulligans for missed days outperformed those with strict or relaxed requirements. Carol Dweck's research demonstrates that a growth mindset, believing abilities improve through effort, predicts success better than fixed mindsets. Building confidence comes from giving advice, forgiving small setbacks, and viewing challenges as opportunities for growth. A classroom experiment at Wharton demonstrates how we instinctively follow others' behavior. When most students are prompted to applaud at a photo, uninformed students automatically join in. This social influence is powerful. Air Force Academy research showed cadets' GPAs were significantly impacted by their squadron mates' abilities. Similarly, when Cassie Brabau lived with vegetarian roommates at Syracuse University, she naturally adopted their meatless diet by copying their meal choices. Social norms can drive behavior change effectively. Hotels found towel reuse increased 18% when signs stated 75% of guests reuse towels, and 33% when referencing specific room occupants' behaviors. However, there are limits. When Air Force Academy deliberately grouped struggling cadets with top performers, the stark differences led to worse outcomes than random assignments. The key insight: for personal transformation, surround yourself with role models who are achievably ahead of you, not drastically different. This creates the most effective environment for positive change. The science of behavior change shows that successful transformation requires matching strategies to specific obstacles. First, identify your primary barrier: forgetting, lack of motivation, or procrastination. Then select targeted techniques. For motivation issues, use temptation bundling or gamification. When procrastination strikes, commitment devices provide needed structure. Combat forgetting with implementation intentions and clear cues. And when willpower wavers, strategic defaults can automate good choices. Timing is crucial. Leverage fresh starts while protecting existing positive routines. Build confidence through advice giving and surround yourself with supportive peers. The most effective approach combines multiple strategies tailored to your situation, using science-backed techniques rather than willpower alone.